2-0 lead. Pass ahead to Franken, and now back to Leatherman. Over to Chesky on the right. Chesky defended by Hackwood. Tries to take him off the bounce. Back to CJ, top of the key. Johnson, 11 points. Good three-point shooter for Donovan West. Chesky looking. Mustangs trying to be patient, trying to work it inside or get something going to the basket. Chesky instead will flip it back to the top of the key. Leatherman puts it on the floor, dribbling with the left hand to the near side in front of the Cardinal bench. Knocked away, stolen by Kyler Womack. Second turnover there against Donovan West. 5:20 in the clock, moving in quarter number one. Cardinals trying to get that goose egg off the scoreboard. Here's a Henry three-point shot. No good long, rebounded by Trent Spiker. Leading rebounder for the Mustang squad. Spiker will bring it ahead. Dribbles between the legs. Now breaking down Henry here at the top of the circle. Pass over to Jeske. Spiker cuts, gets the return pass, and draws the foul on the floor. So still no free throws. As Spiker was fouled by Jacob Carls. That's his first personal. Team foul number two on Wetmore. 3 minutes gone by. Only two total points in the contest. Chesky back in the corner. Leatherman can't get off the three-point shot. Brock will dribble across the foul line. Now back to the far side. A double team comes as he picks up the dribble, but he gets rid of it to Johnson. Triple threat position, but faking on the three-point shot. Now without the dribble in some trouble. Finds Spiker over to Leatherman on the right way. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Chesky left of the lane. Johnson trying to take it right at Bloom. Tough little shot on the baseline. No good. Tipped up in the air and controlled by Braden Henry. Henry not the tallest at 6'1", but man, can he rebound. Up the court, here's Hackler. Back to Carls. Drives and kicks, and we got another charge foul. Cole Franken took that one. The King had taken charge. Three fouls on Wetmore, and two of them have been player control fouls on the offensive end. The grit and toughness of the Mustangs, and all teams for that matter, that have been coached by David Johnson. Old school, the stuff the right way. Here's a Jeske three in the near corner. Almost missed everything. It's too strong. Henry with the rebound. Hands it to Womack. We've played 4 minutes, and it's still just a Donovan West 2-0 lead over the visiting Cardinals. Womack looking for a screen. Gets one. Foul line. Kick out. Henry shoots another three over Johnson. This one again won't go. Rebound goes through the hands of Carls, but now he gets it. Carls able to recover. Here's Womack up top, over in the far corner to Bloom, and he traveled. Took a little bunny hop there after catching it before releasing the shot, and our turnovers are now even, two on each team. As Coach Johnson goes to the bench, a freshman Hudson Penny, 5'8 guard, checking in. Couple freshmen on this D-West squad, Hudson Penny, also Kelby Windmeyer's played a little bit. Cooper Eberle, the other guy, as a freshman as well, filling out the Mustang lineup. Franken to the left. Johnson inside. Spiker brings it home and draws the foul. Couple aggressive high fives and a strong post shot there by Trent Spiker. Will have the and one opportunity. Foul number four on Wetmore and the first on Braden Henry. Spiker one hands the free throw. No good. He's really struggled at the line this year, just 26%. Literally shot that with one hand, the other one down on his hip. Just one hand held the ball up there, tried to flick it up and through, but to no avail. The D-West lead is now 4-0. Wetmore hasn't scored a point in nearly 5 minutes of basketball gone by. Henry attempted a couple threes. They'll flip it through the hands of Womack. Singled in, though, by Storm Hackwood. Starting five still out there for the Cardinals. Under 3 minutes we go here in the first quarter. Four fouls against Wetmore on four different individuals. Two of them have been charge fouls on the offensive side. Womack roughs it in down low. Henry draws the double team. Back to Womack. Skip it to the far corner. Here's Bloom looking inside. That pass deflected, but Wetmore keeps control as Hackler back to get it. In front of the D-West bench. Another 25 seconds off the clock. D-West still man-to-man. It's making Wetmore work for everything. Hackler, now back to Womack. Henry drives by Spiker. No help defense at all, but a missed wide open layup, and now Johnson controls the rebound for D-West. A blown opportunity there for the Cardinals. Up the court, Spiker can't hang on to the pass. It's through his hands and taken by Storm Hackler. Third turnover for Donovan West. Wetmore pushing it ahead. an attack and a layup. That's good. Eric Bloom, as the Cardinals are on the board. And a timeout by Coach David Johnson as he's upset with Cole Franken, unable to stop that drive and open layup to the basket. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Our timeout tonight, courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Justin Flukback with you, studio engineer Brian Hurt, as we resume play here with under 2 minutes left in the first quarter. And going to have a foul whistled against Wetmore. This is their fifth foul, and it's now the second personal on Braden Henry. Lob in the lane, Spiker with the catch. Hudson Penny keeps it alive and now drives baseline. Tried to pass to Spiker, wasn't ready for it. Wetmore winds up with the basketball. Four turnovers on D. West ahead of the pack. Missed layup again. Eric Bloom, boy, the Cardinals have missed two wide open layups that time in transition. Johnson now back to the trailer. Cooper Eberle's checked in. Jeske's got it. Eberle over to Penny. Couple of freshmen out there as Franken and Leatherman are on the bench. Just a 4-2 score, and Wetmore's gone to a zone defense with a little bit of foul trouble. Played early man-to-man. In the far corner, Johnson fakes. Skip back to the near side. Jeske double-teamed, and he traveled. That is five turnovers against the West. Rankin and Leatherman back in as Jeske and Eberle go out. Only 64 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Taking a while for these two teams to get going. Trent Spiker has all 4 points for D. West. Bloom has the basket for Wetmore. The Cardinals have missed a couple easy bunnies. Here's Bloom. Steps back. Now drives. Rankin hit the deck. Pass goes top of the key. Faking the long shot is Carls. They find Henry on the right block. Henry playing with two fouls. Goes around Johnson, and Johnson sliding the feet there. Didn't get set on the baseline. The foul against Kraken Johnson will be his first personal. On T. West, that's team foul number two. 43 seconds remaining here in the first period. Henry to trigger it in. To the right side, Womack, wide open shot. The foul line, Bloom, swish. He's got all four for Wetmore. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Leatherman back to the trailer. That's Hudson Penny. A couple seniors lost off last year's team for Donovan West. They won 8 games a season ago, setting on 6 wins so far this year. 20 seconds left. Spiker out to Johnson. Now Eberle. And he's bumped and fouled by Kyler Womack. That's 6 fouls on Wetmore here in the first quarter with only 6 guys suited up for this game tonight. D. West rotating guys in and out. Kelby Windmeyer will check back in. Cole Franken goes out. Johnson in the near corner. Checking the clock. 12 seconds to go. D. West will set it up here for a final play. Leatherman, long skip pass over to Johnson. Fakes the three. Attacks. Underneath the basket, now in the near corner, 3-point shot is off the rim 3 times, and it would not go at the buzzer. Missed by Hudson Penny, but a pretty good look. And after 8 minutes of basketball, we have 8 total points. It's Donovan West 4 and Wetmore 4 as we take a full 1 minute timeout. 1 quarter in the books here as we approach 8 o'clock on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha. Back to action, second quarter. D. West, nice attack, but a missed shot by Creighton Johnson going to the hoop. Just underway here in the second quarter. Game tied 4-4 between Donovan West and Wetmore. D. West girls roll to a 35-point win earlier tonight. Both these boys teams trying to get the ball to go through the cylinder. Here's Womack off a screen, open three, and he missed everything. Ball saved in by Storm Hackler, but here comes D. West. They want to push it from right to left. This is Hudson Penny to Leatherman. Spiker. Now Johnson has it knocked out of his hands by Kyler Womack. Spiker working the inside for the Mustangs. 1 minute into the second quarter. That ball deflected 3 times. It touched Wetmore last. So D. West will have an inbounds play here. Foul trouble could be an issue for the Cardinals. Braden Henry with 2, but They've already been called for six fouls here in the first half. Cole Franken and Brody Jeske check back in for Coach David Johnson. Bob in the lane to Spiker. The shot right up and in. Trent Spiker now has all 6 points for Donovan West. And they lead by two. Four different players that average at least 8 points per game on this balanced Wetmore squad. Hackler to Womack. West going to play a little zone. Three-point shot drained by Henry. Braden Henry with his 17th three-point basket of the year. First one for either team tonight in Henry's third attempt from downtown, and it gives the Cardinals their first lead of the game, now 7-6. 6:20 left to go here in the first half. Both teams mainly man-to-man throughout the first quarter, but now both teams play a little zone. Lob over to Jeske, trying to bounce it in, but it's kicked out by Henry. 7-6, the Wetmore advantage. Looking for their 13th win of the season. Donovan West trying to get their 7th. Lob pass stolen away this time. D. West with their 6th turnover of the game. Henry cut off by Johnson. And now Womack will reset things here for the Cardinals. Dribbles to the left. Got a screen all the way to the basket. No help. And another missed layup. That is the third missed wide open layup for the Cardinals tonight. And now it's bounced off the knee of Brock Leatherman in transition. And yet another turnover for Donovan West. There's 7th. Jim Leatherman. Kind of forgot that. I think this is his first year back on the sidelines, the assistant coach for Coach Johnson and D. West. There's a nice alley-oop, and Braden Henry able to finish. Henry, athlete of the week at MSESports.net featured. He's got 5 points now already here in the second quarter, as it's a little 5-0 run for the Cardinals to take a three-point lead. Just over 5 minutes to go till the break. Johnson fakes the triple. Can't get off a shot. Kicks it up top. Leatherman fakes a three. He'll bounce it in. Franken lost the handle, and another D. West turnover. Their third one of the quarter. Coach Johnson screams to be stronger with the basketball. He says, be ready to help here defensively. Down low, Henry. This ball goes through the hands of Carls. Drive and kick. Now up top to Womack over left side. Carls squares up. That one rattled out. Henry, though, the rebound. His follow won't go. Off the glass, and it rattled the rim, but wouldn't drop. Slowing it down here, D. West. No points in the second quarter. Pull-up jumper by Leatherman, hit from 10. Brock Leatherman, turnover last time. He atones for it. Coming down to pop the shot. And stopping a 3.5-minute scoring drought for Donovan West. They're back within 1 point. Henry gets all the way to the baseline and scores again. He's feeling it now. 7 points here in this second quarter. Wetmore 11, Donovan West 8. Jeske over to Franken. Back up top to Leatherman. Coach Johnson screaming out the offensive thought here as Johnson drives to the basket. Creighton and banks it home. Basket for Creighton Johnson, his first points. One of the D.U.S. four seniors. Jim Leatherman, I remember him coaching years at Midway Denton, I believe, coached at Elwood for a while. I've only been around for 21 years, but Leatherman has been in a few spots, and I haven't seen him on the sidelines for a while, so good to have him back into the basketball fold. Wetmore here with the ball, up by one. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Couple unselfish passes off to Henry. He missed a three in the far corner. Rebounded by Leatherman for D. West. Brock gets it ahead to Johnson. Skip pass to Franken. Drives by Bloom. He's bumped. And that's foul on Eric Bloom. It's his second. And into the 1-1 bonus go D. West. Hudson Penny back in for the Mustangs, who make just about 50% of their free throws as a team. This is going to be a 1-1. Foul number 7. Franken at the line, and he hit it. Hudson Penny does not check in because he was scheduled to come in for the shooter. So if Franken makes the second free throw, then we'll have the substitution. Key West 1-for-2 at the line now tonight. Now 1-of-3. Wetmore yet to attempt a free throw in this game. We're tied 11-11. 2:45 in the clock moving in the second quarter. Key West and Wetmore were tied at 4 at the end of one quarter. Henry seated up. He scored all 7 for the Cardinals here in the second frame. Bloom finds Henry in the near corner. Back to Bloom. Fakes on the 3. Up top, straddling the half moon. A Womack, long 2. It's no good. Johnson able to tip and control, but then he threw it away. Layup missed by Bloom. And another missed shot, and Jeske comes away with it for D. West. Some more missed opportunities for the Cardinals on the offensive end. Creighton Johnson looking over like he can use a bit of a breather. And a timeout by Coach Johnson. Clock will stop with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And we'll take the break. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. It's 11-11 tie with 2 minutes to go till halftime. And we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZA. Back to action out of a timeout called by D. West. We're under 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Wetmore and Donovan West boys tied 11-all. And a steal. That's the 10th turnover against Donovan West. And the ball taken away off the hands there of Brock Leatherman. Down to a minute 35 to go. And D. West in a little zone. It's Wetmore in some foul trouble. 7 of the 9 fouls here in the first half have gone against the Cardinals. We'll only have 6 suited up, then a little foul from behind. This one on Brody Jeske. It'll be his first, and team foul number 3 on the Mustangs. Wetmore, an inbounds play here underneath their own goal. Henry to trigger it in. Cross the lane to the left. Womack gets the pass. Couple screens, and it travels. They're waiting for Henry to come through the screens and pop open up top, but Tyler Womack slid that pivot foot there. It's, I believe, only about the 3rd turnover against Wetmore here in this first half. We're still tied at 11. And now we're down to a minute 15 to go here in the half. Eberle, Leatherman looking over this 2-3 sagging zone. Those things have not hit any 3-pointers tonight in 3 tries. Spiker. Jeske up top, Leatherman, 3-point shot there. It's no good. Rebound underneath, Johnson open. Nice position, and the finish for Creighton Johnson. His second field goal, D. West back ahead, 13-11. Now the Mustangs looking for a stop as Wetmore sets it up. Since now it is a man-to-man, Donovan West, D. Hackler. Womack, they swing it over to Henry. Behind the back, working against Johnson. A step back fadeaway over the top of the backboard. And D-West make it the final shot now here of this quarter, leading 13-11 with 19 seconds to go. Coming up on our halftime show, we'll check the statistics from the first 16 minutes, brought to you by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. During our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, at the end of the night, we'll pick a player to bank on. That's sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. 5 seconds left. Leatherman to the foul line. Gets up the shot. Count it! With only 0.5 seconds remaining, the basket is good as Brock Leatherman banks it in from the charity stripe and drew the foul. D. West up 4 and maybe 5 with the free throw pending. And that's personal foul number 2 on Jacob Carls. Free throw for Leatherman is in and out, and that'll take us to the break. Donovan West, 15, and Wetmore, 11. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll have the first half stats and more when we return here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Flukback with you. Halftime here in Highland, and the D-West boys lead Wetmore 15-11 at the break. It was 4-4 at the end of one sluggish first quarter as both teams struggling early on. Wetmore missed some high-percentage shots and easy opportunities. D-West had turnover problems throughout the first half, but they win the second quarter 11-7. And they lead it by 4 points here at intermission. We'll check the first half statistics that are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and crew still have tax appointments available. Call the schedule. Don't wait. They'll help you through it and provide year-round tax help beyond just filing your tax return. It's NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Wetmore, only two players scored. Braden Henry has 7 points. All those came in the second quarter, including the game's only three-point made basket. Eric Bloom has the other 4 points for Wetmore. All of his came in quarter number one. Wetmore did not attempt a free throw. They only had three turnovers, but they have 8 fouls, including a trio of players with 2 personals each. That's Eric Bloom, Jacob Carls, and Braden Henry. 3 starters, each at that 2-foul plateau for the Cardinals. For D-West, they had 4 guys score. They are led by Trent Spiker with 6 points. Creighton Johnson and Brock Leatherman each have 4 points, and Cole Franken has the other one. He made the only free throw in 4 attempts for Donovan West in the half. No 3-pointers for the Mustangs, but the big problem was turnovers. 10 of them against D-West in the first 16 minutes. They only have 4 fouls, and they're on 4 different individuals, so the Mustangs in good shape without any foul trouble. Again, D-West ahead 15-11 here at halftime. Get you some other scores. One boys game's gone final. Man, Valley Falls remains undefeated, but again, by the skin of their teeth. Valley Falls 72, Pleasant Ridge 70 in overtime. So the Valley Falls boys remain undefeated, the top 3-ranked team in Class 2A, but they win by 2 in overtime tonight at Pleasant Ridge, 72-70. Other boys' halftime scores, Sabatha leads Perry-LeCompton 26-25. Royal Valley is rolling at Hiawatha 36-18. Royal Valley over Hiawatha, and Nemaw Central is blowing out Jeff West. Nemaw Central was up 26-0 at the end of the first quarter of that ball game tonight in Seneca. The Nemaw Central girls beat Jeff West 30-27, so they take over the top spot of the Big 7 League on the girls' side. Other Big 7 girls' finals had Hiawatha winning 63-58 against Royal Valley. The Sabetha girls beat Perry-LeCompton 49-26. And it was the Holton girls rallying with a 10-2 fourth quarter to win at Riverside 33-30, the final for Holton there over Riverside. The Jackson Heights girls keep their winning streak alive in the Northeast Kansas League as they beat Jeff County North, Jackson Heights girls 43 and JCN 27. Again, you'll be able to find all of the final scores online at MSESports.net and with Brandon Tadman during our sportscast through the day tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I believe those are most of the finals that I have tonight. Let's see if I got any others. It looks like about all. Frankfort ladies beat Onega 61-34. And the Centralia girls won 58-23 over Blue Valley. Again, we'll follow all the action online at MSESports.net. When we come back, we'll move to the second half of our boys contest. Donovan West 15 and Wetmore 11 at the break. Our girls score here tonight was D-West 64 and Wetmore 29. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Second half boys action coming up next here on KNZA. Welcome back to Highland Donovan West High School as we get set to finish the second half of the boys' contest. Low-scoring affair with Donovan West leading 15-11 over Wetmore here at intermission. It's been a full night. The girls' game had a running clock throughout the fourth quarter, but we had senior night and then honored Trent Spiker for being selected to the Shrine Bowl. And we extended this halftime of the boys' game a little bit with a special presentation and then also a terrific dance team performance by the Donovan West ladies. So just getting set here for the third quarter. Neither team has led by more than 4 points in this contest so far. We've had a few lead changes and a few ties. Important for Wetmore to avoid having many guys pick up that third personal foul here early in this third quarter. Donovan West got to take better care of the basketball. Wetmore needing to convert a few more of the easy opportunities that they've had on the offensive end. As the Cardinals will have the basketball, they'll be going right to left on your radio dial here through the remainder of the game. Tyler Womack has it. I don't believe Wetmore substituted. They're 5 starters that played this entire contest. They only have 6 guys suited up here tonight. Eric Bloom and a whistle away from the ball. This is a 3-second lane violation against the Cardinals. Just their 4th turnover of the game compared to 10 turnovers for Donovan West. Neither team applying any full court pressure. So the Mustangs in the home whites with the burnt orange numerals and letters trimmed in blue will bring it across the timeline. Starters, Brock Leatherman, Cole Franken, Creighton Johnson, Trent Spiker, and Brody Jeske. There's a 3-point basket. Good. Who made it? Checking on who made that last basket. Creighton Johnson. He's got 6 points now in the contest, and that's a 6-point lead for Donovan West. 17-11 as they make their first bucket here in the third quarter with nearly a minute gone by. Give you the starters for D-West, starting 5 for Wetmore tonight. Really the only guys that have played, Storm Hackler, Kyler Womack, Eric Bloom, Jacob Carls, and Braden Henry. Here's an offensive rebound, putback plus 1 as Jacob Carls enters the scorebook with the rebound on the offensive end, the basket plus 1. He will attempt the first Wetmore free throw of this game. The foul against D-West on Trent Spiker. West has Spiker and Johnson each with 6 points now. Leatherman with 4. Wetmore has Braden Henry with 7. Eric Bloom 4. Now Jacob Carls has 3. As he just converted on the and one opportunity. 17-14. After the brief lead of a half dozen there for Donovan West. Leatherman wraps it around into Spiker. Back to Brock. Brock drives. Steps through. Tough shot. And fouled. Wetmore fans thought maybe there was an extra step there. But no travel, a foul, and 2 free throws coming up for Leatherman. Uh-oh, and the foul kind of hurts because it's on Braden Henry. The top scorer and rebounder for the Cardinals now has his 3rd personal. Leatherman free throw, good. 5 points now for Brock Leatherman in the contest. Henry picked up a couple fouls in the first quarter tonight. They never took him out, and he played smart. Didn't pick up his 3rd the rest of that first half. Leatherman's 2nd free throw is off the back iron. Rebounded by Carls for the Cardinals. Womack gets it ahead to Bloom. Now quickly over on the far side to Hackler. Up top Bloom, near side. An open 3 for Womack. It's short. Rebound. Johnson had it, but it bounces free to Henry, who shoots and banks it in. Braden Henry now with 9 points. So the team's getting some opportunistic second chance opportunity. And a little bump here. This one's on Eric Bloom, and that's his 3rd. And if this game starts being called tighter, that is not going to be good for the Cardinals, as now Bloom joins Henry with his 3rd personal foul. T. West on their offensive end. They lob it into Johnson in the far corner. Down low to Spiker. Back in his way. And now dishes it across the lane to Franken. Cole's double team trapped in the corner. Gets rid of it to Jeske. We've played over 2 minutes now here in the second half. 18-16. Donovan West with the lead. Leatherman resetting things for Donovan West. Spiker comes up top to get it. Hands to Leatherman. He's cut off with good defense by Womack. And now over to Franken on the left wing. Wetmore's man-to-man on the defensive side. Picking up the pressure just a little bit. Off a screen, nice pass. Spiker missed the bank shot. And it's rebounded by Braden Henry of Wetmore. Wetmore fans begging for a foul called as Franken kind of went tumbling into Henry as he came flying in there to get the rebound. No calls. We head to the other end. Cardinals have the basketball. They trail by two. Up top, a tackler off a screen. Over to Womack. He drives. And a charge foul against Womack. Everything going against Wetmore here early in this third quarter. Charge foul on Kyler Womack. That's his second. So Womack and Carls with two. Henry and Bloom with three personals. And three fouls on Wetmore here in the first 3 minutes of this second half. Leatherman defended by Womack. Burst of speed to get by. Now Johnson lobs it in the lane. Spiker trying to create something, and he threw it away. Took a couple dribbles to the baseline and then threw it out of bounds on the far side. First turnover this half, but number 11 in the game for Coach Johnson's squad. He'll bring freshman Hudson Penny back into the contest. And the Cardinals again have the basketball down by only two. Pull back to Henry. D. West going to go zone. Kind of a 1-3-1 look here by D. West. Ball swung over to the far side. Eric Bloom has it. Bloom is one of four seniors on this Wetmore team. Four seniors for Donovan West as well. Henry in the far corner. He wants it. He gets the skip. He shoots the three. Bounces off the rim three times. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. And Wetmore chases it down in front of the bench. Skip to Henry. Fakes the three this time. 4:20 to go in the third period. Henry on the right, looking inside, nothing there. Cardinals still down by 2 points. They're tied at the end of a quarter. D. West led by four at the break. Inside, Carls fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Going down hard, attempting to take a charge. It was Hudson Penny, but the freshman will pick up his first personal foul. That's the first foul, actually the second now, on D. West here in the second half. With 4:08 to go, third quarter. Carls to the line where he's one for one. He converted an and one opportunity earlier here in the third quarter. Free throw short this time. Mustangs bring Kelby Windmeyer in, giving Franken a breather. Second free throw here for Carls is good. 4 points now for junior Jacob Carls. Hudson Penny will handle it. Getting some pressure here by Hackler. Hackler getting in his grill. That's an over and back. Great defense by Storm Hackler. Coach Johnson thought that the pass was deflected, but no sir, says the official Jeff May. That's turnover number 12 on D. West. Over half of the third quarter now gone by. Down one with the basketball this time are the Cardinals. Weaving it up top. Henry near side now to Womack. They look in. Tough catch. Carls turns and lays it in. Carls heating up. He's got a half dozen here in the third quarter, and it's Wetmore ahead by one. 19-18, Cardinals with the lead. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Creighton Johnson up top. Had a much shorter defender on him, and Eric Bloom. There's a lob. Johnson, they found him, and he's open to bank it in. Creighton Johnson with eight. Nice find there. A little give and go. Back to the big guy who had a nice size advantage. And now Coach Johnson screaming to pick it up on the defensive end. Couple more lead changes. It's Donovan West 20. Wetmore 19. Steal, but then stepping out of bounds. Hudson Penny couldn't quite keep his feet inside the court of play. Cole Franken coming in. Kelby Windmeyer goes out. Wetmore keeps the possession here with 3:05 to play in the third quarter. First meeting of the year with only two games left in the regular season after tonight. 1 week from tonight, most teams will be wrapping it up and heading into the postseason already. Here's Henry on the left wing, 2:50 to go in the quarter. Henry spinning, working hard, double team. Looks to the foul line. That goes through the hands of Carls to Hackler. Now back in the left corner, Henry. He's cut off again on his drive to the basket. Up top, Eric Bloom will have it. Coach Johnson loves the defensive effort here by his Mustang squad, and the crowd will now join him, patting their hands together. We go under 2.5 minutes to play in this low-scoring contest here in the third quarter. Carls over to Bloom. Mustangs working hard defensively. Wetmore trying to get a shot. Now they do an open bunny and a layup. Good. Hackler snuck behind his man. A nice backdoor cut, and he scores for the first time tonight. That's another lead change. Wetmore's up by one. Hudson Penny, the freshman, handling it again against some pressure. Flips it up top to Franken. Over to Johnson, a three. CJ, no good. Key West has still not made a three-pointer tonight. Rebound to Carls. Wetmore ahead by one with the ball. Stop and go. Henry on his way to the basket. Missed it off the glass. Too strong. Rebound ripped away by Hudson Penny for Donovan West. Now into the hands of Creighton Johnson. He gets ahead, now passes it in the corner to Trent Spiker. Had the only 4 points for Donovan West in the first quarter tonight. He sends it across to the near side, Franken. Out on the wing now to Hudson Penny. Penny over to Johnson, almost lost the handle on the pass. Still defended by Eric Bloom. Johnson has a huge size advantage. Cardinals man-to-man. Here's a drive and a charge on Hudson Penny. As getting set, taking the charge. Boy, that's Braden Henry, and that's a huge call. Great defense by Braden Henry, but he realizes that if he gets called for a foul there, it would be his fourth. And it's a charge going the other way instead against Hudson Penny. I think that was the right call, and a great defensive job by Henry and the Cardinals. Wetmore 21, Donovan West 20. Either team has used a timeout here in the third quarter as we approach just 60 seconds left in the period. Backdoor cut. Henry, nice find. Almost a travel by Bloom. He couldn't get the shot off as he flipped it up to Hackler. Now Wetmore has to reset. Kyler Womack looking to the bench. Caleb Thayer has stepped in for head coach, replacing Mark Martin in the middle of this season. Henry up top, faking right, dribbling left. Bloom, still a one-point game. Less than 40 seconds to go now in the third. Back to half court. Womack goes to get it. D. West grabbing the shorts, matching up man-to-man. Womack got a screen, goes to the basket. Johnson tried to take the charge. This one's a block foul. And it's on Spiker, slid over there, and tried to help defensively. The foul on Trent Spiker is his second, and going to put the Cardinals at the line to shoot two. Donovan West led by 4 points at halftime. Wetmore's won this quarter so far, 10-5, and they're at the line. It's Womack, and it's good. His first point of the game, a 60% free throw shooter. The Cardinals have made 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Trying to put the lead up to 3. Womack's got a second free throw coming. 5'8 junior, dribbles twice, aims, fires, bullseye. Kyler Womack with his first 2 points of the night, the team leader in assists, and he has Wetmore now on a 12-5 run here in this third quarter. West basketball, 20 seconds to go in the period. Inside to Spiker, takes it strong at Carlson and banks it home. Trent Spiker has 8 points. West down by one. Signal here for Wetmore. They got to hurry. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Womack over to Henry off the screen. Steps back, a three over Johnson. Money! Nothing but nylon! As Henry rips the cords at the end of the third quarter, and the Cardinals have matched their biggest lead of the game. As we head to the fourth period here at D West, we've got a 4-point game. It's now Wetmore 26, Donovan West 22, and we're back with one quarter to go after this 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9 KMZA. On to the fourth quarter we go with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin, look back with you. 26-22. Wetmore just won that third quarter, 15-7. It was Dee West up four at halftime. Wetmore up four now. Dee West with the basketball. Johnson hits the deck. He stepped out of bounds. That's a turnover. His father standing right there. Johnson a little gimpy heading to the other end. Coach Jay thought there was maybe a little contact bumping him out of bounds, but instead it's turnover number 13 against Dee West. That's 13-4 in that stat category. Wetmore's done a much better job taking care of the rock, and they'll need to do so here in the fourth quarter, maybe hit some free throws. Long way still to go in this one. Henry, big three-pointer there at the end of that third quarter, gives him 12 points. That is a game high now for Braden Henry, the 6'1 All-League senior, scored over 1,000 points in his high school career. His three-point basket was the second one in this game. Carls, up top, skip pass. Hackler near corner, back to Henry. Wetmore showing a little patience against U.S. here with the lead. Henry fakes. Johnson jumped up. Three-point shot. Henry again! Tickle in the twine from downtown. 15 points for Braden Henry. And all of a sudden, the biggest lead of the night is Wetmore is up by 7. Chesky back in there for Dee West. Mustangs needing something here on the offensive end with 6:40 to go. Faking left, passing right. Franken now gets it to Chesky, and a bad pass by Chesky. It's whose basketball? Well, one official said Wetmore. The other one comes in and said, hold on a second. Kind of whispers, it's actually Dee West ball. So the Mustangs will keep it here underneath their own goal. They let up four across the baseline. Now trailing by 7 points after a couple big threes by Henry sandwiched the fourth quarter break. This ball poked out of bounds. It'll have to be inbounded again by Donovan West, who trails 29-22. Still no player with four fouls yet in this game. Both teams a few fouls away from the bonus as well. 6.5 minutes remaining here in regulation. Leatherman will take it across the boulevard. And a reach and foul, I believe, on Womack. It would be his third, and indeed, that's the case. Womack joins Bloom and Henry with three fouls each. Our team fouls are even at four here in the second half. U.S. struggling to get it in, and it's still loose, and now picked up by Creighton Johnson to Franken. Little shake and bake, and then fouled on the take. And Franklin will head to the line to shoot two. Cole has 1 point in the game. He's 1-for-2 at the line. This is foul number 5 against Wetmore. And, it's against Braden Henry, and that is his fourth. So the man that's hit 2 threes to put Wetmore up by 7. Now in foul trouble with 4 as Franklin rattles in free throw number 1. Donovan West has made just 2 of 5 freebies tonight. Another one coming here for Cole, the senior, averaging 5 points a game. He got that one to roll in around the bowl and flushed on through. 3-for-4 at the line is Cole Franken. 2 big free throws there to pull the Mustangs back within 5. And now a timeout called by Wetmore. One of the few timeouts we've had in this game. Maybe the first called by the Wetmore coaching staff and head coach Kayla Thayer. So it's time to grab some Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor online at popcorngifts.net. We'll return after this, a 30-second break on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Back to Donovan West, 29-24. The Wetmore boys leading it with 6:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Justin Fluke along with studio engineer Ryan Hurt. Yep, the same guy that was at the radio station at 5 o'clock this morning is there running the games tonight, and we'll be back in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow morning here on Kansaland Radio. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we're upgrading to a new operating system, so working out a few kinks and filling in for folks that can't be at work. Appreciate Brian Hurt and all the folks working to keep us on the air and get us upgraded and switched over to a new operating system here for all 5 of our radio stations of KNZA Incorporated. Wetmore with the basketball out of the timeout. They get it down low, shot up, but blocked away, missed by Jacob Carls. So now Donovan West has it, but trail by 5. with 5 minutes, 40 seconds left, and a travel against Chesky. A couple times they've called that. Chesky, apparently, when he catches that, is kind of just marching or just kind of keeps his feet moving and doesn't really get him stopped. Not a forced turnover at all. And those are the ones that result in coaches becoming broadcasters. Here's a kick, but also a foul by the opposite official underneath. This foul going against Donovan West. So both teams now with 5 fouls. That means 1 foul to give before we're into the bonus shooting free throws for either team. Personal charge to Cole Franken, just the first on him. Wetmore underneath their own basket, leading by 5. They get it in. Hackler over to Henry. Henry's got 4 fouls. He's got to be careful. These 5 guys for Wetmore have played every second, every minute of this game. Only 6 suited out tonight. The one on the bench has remained there. Wetmore's played with 5, and that's the lead. A nickel with just over 5 minutes to go. Nice pass. Carls passed up the open shot and a bump and a foul here. As Hackler got it, wasn't really expecting it, as Carls had the open look on the left block. But instead of shooting, he sends it across the lane, and the foul against D. West is number 2 on Brock Leatherman. Foul number 6, so the next foul by D. West will have Wetmore at the line. We go under 5 minutes remaining here in the contest. Hackler against Leatherman. Womack, man-to-man D by D. West. Carls double-teamed, and it's deflected out of bounds. Good drop-down help defense there by Cole Franken in the paint. U.S. has used a couple guys off the bench, but their main 5 have been out there, probably at least 3 of them, that haven't hardly come off the floor here tonight, including Spiker and Johnson. Wetmore gets it in, again on their offensive end. Pass to Hackler from Womack, and now Eric Bloom, and Wetmore will take it back to the top. Love the patience here shown by the Cardinals, who briefly led by 7, and keeping the clock moving here, leading by 5. And Coach Johnson going to change the defenses here. Trap on the near side. Bloom in trouble. Double team. Gets rid of it to Henry. Henry dribbles. Fires over to the far side. Hackler. Hackler back near midcourt. There's the first pass. They'll go and trap. Johnson at the top of that trapping press for Donovan West. They're playing keep away. It's kind of the 1-3-1 trapping that first pass to the wing. And now we're under 4 minutes to go. Look at this composure by Wetmore. Just passing the ball around like it ain't no thing. Taking care of it, swinging it, finding the open player, making Donovan West work defensively. And the clock continues to go. We're down to 3:45 left in the contest. Still 29-24, Wetmore. They still have the ball here at their offensive end. And now Coach Johnson says, forget that. Match up. Now we got to go man-to-man. Wetmore doing a terrific job. And then a foul against D. West. Boy, foul. Brock Leatherman will put Wetmore into the 1-1. Leatherman looks exhausted, and D. West working their tail off, all for naught there, as Wetmore was able to control it for over a minute of this fourth quarter clock. Penny going into the game, into the foul line goes Kyler Womack for a 1-1. Some big free throws for Wetmore, you can bet. They're 5 of 6. Excuse me, they're 4 of 6 from the free throw line so far tonight. Womack is 2 for 3. This one is good. And he'll have the bonus. Just 3 points for Womack, all coming from the charity stripe. Trying to make it a 3-possession game again. But the way Wetmore took care of that ball and moved it and just worked it, exhausted the energy of D. West defensively. That was a thing of beauty. Both free throws good. Womack knocks them both down with 3:30 to go here in the game. 31-24. The Cardinals have matched their biggest lead of the night, up by 7. Into the high post, Spiker. Out on the wing to Franken. Back into Trent. Spiker kicks it over to the left wing. Hudson Penny. Skip packs back to Franken. Franken tries to drive, but is cut off by Bloom. Leatherman, no looks at DeFranken. He drives by Bloom again. Reverse layup on the baseline. It's good. That was nice. Cole Franken, big-time shot there. Reverse layup, and he kicked it in high off the window. And the U.S. fouls. They were trying to foul Storm Hackler. I think they got to him in time. Wetmore has stats on Max Prep, so the scout can say, here's all of our free throw shooting percentages. And indeed, Storm Hackler, the only Wetmore guy that shoots under 59% at the line. So that is the guy D-West wanted to foul. They did, but he says, swish on free throw number one. Cooler than the other side of the pillow. Next free throw, perfect. Man, Storm Hackler, 43% free throw shooter, and he shot those like he hadn't missed one all year. The lead's back to seven. 2:50 to go in this game. 33-26. Donovan West was up for it at halftime, but Wetmore's controlled the second half. D-West, the team that struggled to score, averaging just 41 points per game. Three-point shot. It's missed by Hudson Penny. Offensive board by Spiker. He dribbles. He shoots. He scores. Wanted the foul as well. Didn't get it, but he's got 10 points as Trent Spiker banks in the shot. And now full court pressure by Donovan West. Wetmore will bring it across the timeline. They break the press. Almost tripped out of his own shoes there. Kyler Womack able to get rid of it, and they foul Storm Hackler and said, we know he just made 2 of 2. But you're only 40% on the season shooting free throws. Prove it. So they're going to put him back to the line, and it's another 1-1. That's foul number 9 against Donovan West and personal number 3 against Trent Spiker. Storm Hackler. Silky. Smooth. 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 5 points and another free throw here to make it a 3-possession lead again with 2:15 on the clock. The next one. He's human. That one's short off to the right side. It's still a 6-point contest. Johnson with the rebound and into the half court. For D-West comes Hudson Penny. Spiker, kick out. 3-point shot. Leatherman! And a timeout by Coach Johnson. Leatherman. A swish three on the left side. The first knocked down from the perimeter tonight behind the half moon. D-West cut the deficit in half just like that with 2:03 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take another Schlegel's homegrown popcorn 30-second timeout. Our score here in Highland is Wetmore 34, Donovan West 31. Back to action here in the fourth quarter with just 2:03 remaining. Wetmore boys won by 3 points last season. That was at home against this D-West team. And we've got a 3-point game here tonight, 34-31. Wetmore is twice led by 7 points at 29-22 and later in this fourth quarter at 31-24. But this is a 7-3 run by Donovan West. And we get a foul. Jonathan West got the main three-pointer by Brock Leatherman before the timeout. He now has 8 points in this game. And D-West again fouls Storm Hackler. He was 2 for 2 his first trip to the line, 1 for 2 a moment ago, and now going to get 2 fouls as that is the double bonus, team foul number 10 against D-West. And that free throw, no good. Second personal, by the way, against Colby Windmeyer. Rankin and Leatherman come back in for some offense. And Hackler's got another shot. But not before a timeout. This one taken by Wetmore. Can't take those timeouts on the bus ride home with you, so use them here. The 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter. Still a Wetmore 3-point lead over Donovan West. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We return in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The studio engineer, Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke back with you. One more free throw for Wetmore out of the timeout. Storm Hackler's been to the line now for 6 attempts here in the last few minutes of this game. His 6th attempt is good. He's made 4 out of 6 and has 6 points. And the lead for Wetmore now is 35-31. The clock rolling again here in the fourth quarter. The Mustangs move from left to right. We're under a minute 50 to go. Underneath goes the freshman, Penny. Got into some trouble, but he finds Johnson to the basket. Strong, and he lays it in. Creighton Johnson has 10, and it's a two-point game with a minute 35 to go. Wetmore, 6 wins in a row coming into tonight, and a double-dribble called in the backcourt against Kyler Womack. Only the 6th turnover all night. But a costly one will give the Mustangs the basketball down by 2 with 92 seconds to go. Wetmore, 12-6 on the year. Donovan West, half as many wins. They are 6-11. But the Mustangs, good defense. They've kept it low scoring. These teams have played awfully hard here tonight. And who's got a little left in the tank to finish in the final 130? This shot missed on a drive. Not a great-looking shot by Hudson Penny. And then a quick foul after Wetmore had secured the rebound. D-West trying to extend this game. They've fouled quickly when Wetmore has gotten the ball. But it won't be Storm Hackler going to the line this time. It'll be Kyler Womack, who's made 4 of 5 free throws in this game for his 4 points tonight. And he is a 60% free throw shooter on the season. He's got 2 free throws coming after foul number 2 on Creighton Johnson. Still no D-West player with more than 3 fouls in this game. Free throw is good. D-West down 3. And Womack can make it a 2-possession lead. Braden Henry still playing with 4 personal fouls for the Cardinals, who still have 1 foul to give. They're only at 5 fouls since the break. Womack's next free throw missed everything. An air ball. So it stays 3 points, 36-33. And now Wetmore going to come with some full court pressure. Maybe slow D-West down a little bit. Maybe speed him up into a turnover. D-West setting up the press breaker. From half court, Hudson Penny comes to get the basketball. He brings it into the half court. Mustangs down by 3. A lot of dribbling by Penny. Now gets away from the defender. Layup is good. Wow, what a shot by the freshman. He picked a fine time for his first points of the night. With 61 seconds to go, a lot of dribbling. But what matters is that 2-point basket by the freshman, Hudson Penny. And with 101 to go, we've got a 1-point game. 36-35. Wetmore will have the ball. They're clinging to a 1-point margin. Don't forget, during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight. And I don't know, this one's still to be determined, as a couple big plays down the stretch might be the difference and earn that Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on honors. We'll return in 30 seconds. This is FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. One minute, 1 second left here in the contest in a 1-point game. Wetmore has the basketball, leading 36-35 at Donovan West. Full court press by the Mustangs. Wetmore in backcourt. The timeout again, as you felt like maybe, 1 second actually, and a 10-second count would have happened. We're going to keep it here. This is a 30-second timeout. The problem is Wetmore inbounded the ball with 1 minute and 1 second. And right now there's 52 seconds on the clock. So if Wetmore did not call that timeout, 1 second, we were going to have a 10-second backcourt violation. So instead, Wetmore will keep the basketball here, leading by 1 point. Any D-West foul would mean 2 free throws. In this fourth quarter, Wetmore has been to the line 11 times, and they've made 7 of 11. It's been all Storm Hackler and Womack shooting the free throws. D-West late to break the huddle as Wetmore will have it near midcourt, triggering in from across the way. Neither team's led by more than 7 tonight. We've had a ton of ties and lead changes. And now we're in the final minute. Cardinals lob it in to Eric Bloom. Back to the inbounder, Storm Hackler. They try to foul him and do. So Hackler is 4 for 6 at the line and going to get 2 more free throws here. D-West has decided that when they are down on the scoreboard, they're just going to continue fouling Wetmore and make them try to earn this win by knocking down some charity tosses. Free throw, no good. Well, they put the right guy at the line quite a bit as the offensive weapons, Franken and Leatherman, return for Jonathan West. Seconds remaining. Hackler's got one more free throw here. This one is good. That hit about every inch of the iron. They got a friendly drop from the back lip. And the lead is two. Here comes Jonathan West. From left to right, Creighton Johnson. Johnson to the freshman, Penny, who hit a big shot a moment ago, his first of the game. Leatherman without the dribble. Hands it to Johnson, and now we're under 30 seconds to go. Jonathan West has the ball. Two fingers up on the right hand of David Johnson. They set a couple screens for Creighton. Creighton defended by Eric Bloom. Creighton into the lane. Nice pass. The dribble. The shot. The basket's in high. Cole Franken banks it in. 15 seconds left. Wetmore across half court, and they'll call the timeout to try to set up a winning play. 37-37. This is the first time that D. West has been able to tie it since early in the third quarter. They've been playing catch-up throughout this second half, and we're keeping it here, by the way, again during this timeout, as Hackler just made one of two free throws, so he's made 5 of 8 here in this fourth quarter. And Wetmore has a chance to take the lead. They have the ball here with 10.9 seconds on the clock, tied 37-37. And a nice pass that time for Johnson to give it up to Cole Franken, who hits the basket to tie us at 37. Franken now with 7 points in this game. Brock Leatherman has 8, and D. West is led by Trent Spiker and Creighton Johnson with 10 points apiece. I don't think D. West is going to foul now. And remember, if Wetmore shoots and misses and D. West gets the rebound, Wetmore might foul because they still have one to give. Only 5 fouls on Wetmore here in the second half. They got a sandstorm here at Jonathan West High School. Cardinals will trigger it in from the far side. Hackler to throw it in. Backcourt to Womack. Womack, top of the key, left of the lane, out to Henry, fakes the three, Bradis can't get a shot off, it's knocked out of his hands, oh, and they call the foul! They call the foul with 4.5 seconds to go. I think it's a foul on a three-point shot. Coach Johnson saying it was all ball, the official says it was on the arm. This is going to be not one, not two, but three free throws for Braden Henry, the best free throw shooter, perhaps, in the whole Twin Valley League. So with 4 seconds to go, a foul on a three-point shot. Now what happens? Now the Wetmore fans are all booing. Did they change it to just two free throws instead of three? What happened? Something ticked off the Wetmore crowd. Henry's free throw is no good. I think he's still got two left. Well, I didn't see what happened. I mean, Henry's the guy that's supposed to be at the line. The foul was just the third on Creighton Johnson. Oh, no, they said it was a two-point. So this is the second free throw, and it's no good. Jonathan West rebounds, and then a foul. But they had one to give. Wetmore had one to give. Johnson took an elbow to the face from Jacob Carls. The game's still tied at 37 with 2.9 seconds to go. Now Wetmore doesn't want to foul as two missed free throws by Braden Henry, who is a 75% free throw shooter. He set the school record for free throws for Wetmore, and he missed them both. And a timeout called here is now D. West has 2.9 seconds to try to get a shot off. Wetmore, of course, does not want to foul. And the problem for D. West is that they have to throw it in on the opposite side of their goal. So unless they try to throw something up and ahead the court going towards the basket, which isn't a bad idea, they got a lot of ground to cover here. Tied 37-37, D. West tied it on a bucket by Cole Franken with 15 seconds left. Braden Henry was then fouled on what they chased. That's why Wetmore was so mad. They thought it was a three-point shot. The officials got together and changed it and said it was a two-point shot, so Henry only got two free throws. That's what sent the Wetmore fans into a fury. And then Henry missed both free throws with 4 seconds left. D. West got the rebound, got fouled, and now the Mustangs have the ball with the game tie. Coach David Johnson drawing up the final play. Wetmore has four defenders at half court and one guy all the way back deep. So Wetmore's setting it up here to let D. West catch it short, but it's going to be tough to inbound anything at half court or at the other end. Wetmore has four guys at half court, one guy back deep. So they're making D. West inbound it short. Johnson comes to get it. Johnson catches it. 2 seconds. Swan, he lost the handle. He doesn't even get a shot off. And, folks, we are going to overtime. Tied 37-37. We put 4 minutes on the clock. We take a one-minute timeout, and we come back for bonus basketball after this here on KNZA. Free basketball tonight here in Highland. The boys' game going to overtime, tied at 37. We'll jump it up for the second time tonight. Trent Spiker and Jacob Carls. Foul trouble. Braden Henry still playing with four personals for Wetmore. And no player for D. West has four fouls yet. But the Mustangs win the tip, and they'll have it here to begin the overtime period. Six fouls on Wetmore, who missed seven free throws in the final few minutes of that game. They made quite a few, but not quite enough, including two missed free throws with 4 seconds left that gave the U.S. a chance here in overtime. Creighton Johnson, Brock Leatherman, Cole Franken, Trent Spiker, and Hudson Penny out there for the U.S. to start the OT, tied at 37. Leatherman through the lane, tied up. The ball finds Johnson, though, and he's stripped and fouled as Johnson will go to the line for a 1-1. No free throws attempted for Creighton Johnson tonight. He's 61% on the year. He has 10 points. So does Trent Spiker for D. West. Wetmore is led by Braden Henry with 15. He hit a three to end the third quarter and put Wetmore up by four. Free throw missed by Johnson on the front end, 1-1. Rebound to the Cardinals. Henry also then hit a three to start the fourth quarter and put the Cardinals up by seven. But Henry's not scored since. Wetmore's five guys have played every second of this game. They only brought six tonight. One's been on the bench all night. Wetmore's had five guys on the floor. Skip pass over to Eric Bloom. A couple guys sick for Wetmore tonight, so they're undermanned, but they got their five starters, and so far that's been enough not to lose. Into the lane. Nice pass now down low. Womack from Womack to Hackler. Hackler gets the bucket. He's got 9 points, and it's Wetmore that strikes first here in OT. Hudson Penny against Hackler. Great defender. Lob down low to Johnson. Fouled. And he'll head to the line for two shots this time. The foul going against Eric Bloom. I believe that's his fourth. Team foul number seven. Indeed, Bloom will join Henry now with four fouls for the Cardinals. One of the assistant coaches for Wetmore saying, "You're doing that kid a favor when you're fronting him. Just play behind him." As the lob pass into Johnson, but he again misses a free throw. Missed a front end 1-1 a moment ago. Now he misses the first of two. Next free throw, good. Makes it a 1-point lead for Wetmore at 39-38. And we go under 2 minutes 20 seconds left here in the overtime period. Girls' game was anything but close. D-West won that one 64-29. This one's been closer than 7 all night. There's a basket spinning it in. Nice pass as Carls curls around the lane and scores points number 7 and 8. And now the Cardinals lead by 3 and under 2 minutes to go. The freshman, Penny, drives and it's fouled. And this will be another 1-1. Foul number 9 against Wetmore is on Storm Hackler. Boy, as aggressive as he plays on defense, just 2 fouls so far tonight. Hudson Benny's first free throw of the game. He's got to make the first to get the second. Down 3. Penny shoots and rattles it in. Wetmore's 6-game winning streak on the line. Climbed into the top 4 spots of the TBL. Second free throw short, rebound. Carl's able to tip it to Bloom, and the Cardinals have it. They did so well there in the fourth quarter, taking a bunch of time off the clock, passing it around. We'll see what they do here. If they want to be patient, U.S. is matched up man-to-man. Then at 45 to go, Carl's inside. Now Womack over to Hackler on the left elbow, and out it goes to Bloom. Henry near half court, trying to take Creighton Johnson away from the basketball. Now Henry dribbles from the timeline to the far side with under 90 seconds to go. And the ball free, out of bounds, and it's off Henry. It looked like the knee of Leatherman and Henry, and they both are gimpy getting to their feet. It's like their knees collided there. Leatherman's limping. Henry's limping. Looked like a couple junior high kids trying to dance, knocked each other down, bumping knees. Minute 20 to go here in the overtime session. 41-39. And now happy to pick up the dribble. Penny in a bit of trouble. Finds some help. Johnson comes to get it. And a push foul as it was Brock Leatherman setting the screen. He hit the floor pretty hard. And the foul trying to get through that screen will go on Eric Bloom. And that's going to end his night. So for the first time tonight, we see the sixth man. 5'8", sophomore Weston Shulions replaces Bloom, who finished with 4 points tonight. How crazy is this? Bloom scored 4 points, the only 4 points that Wetmore had in the first quarter. Bloom didn't score again. And now all 3 officials are getting together talking about something here. I mean, double bonus for both teams. As that's over 10 fouls on each team. So double bonus. Both teams shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. It's Brock Leatherman at the line. He's 1 for 3, and he missed that one now. 1 for 4. U.S. still down by 3. Another free throw. Leatherman has 8 points tonight. The only made 3-pointer for the Mustangs in this game, and he hits free throw number 2. Gives him 9 points, makes it. Makes it a 1-point game. 41-40. Checking in to play a little D, Kelby Windmeyer, the freshman. U.S. trying to get back. Now full court pressure broken as bringing it ahead is Storm Hackler. Wetmore by 1, and now we're under 1 minute to go here in overtime number 1. This is Penny against Womack. The separation, no 5-second count. Now Braden Henry comes to get the ball. They're double-teaming Henry. They're leaving a guy wide open. This is like a double-team defense. And there's the 5-second count. And Womack can't believe it. So they had separation a couple different times, but a 5-second count, and Wetmore turns it over. Just the 7th time tonight. So Wetmore's 6th man happened to come in because one player is fouled out, and Wetmore only has 6 total. Weston Shulions, they were just kind of leaving open there, was the West. Now the Mustangs have the ball, down 1. Penny with it, 30 seconds to go. Johnson up top, over to Leatherman. Down low, tough shot, Spiker fouled, and Trent going to go to the line. 0 for 1 tonight, struggling just 26% on the season. Again, first attempt, he did it with just one hand. His left arm and hand down to his side beside his hip. Holds it with one hand and tries to flick it. And that foul, by the way, is the 4th on Jacob Carl. Keep in mind, if Wetmore has another guy foul out, they're going to have to play with four guys. Spiker missed the free throw short. One more on the way. He needs the second free throw to try to tie it. 27 seconds left. Brody Jeske in to play a little defense. Spiker scored 10 points tonight. Second free throw here. Holds it with the right hand. Flips the wrist. He missed it. Rebound Wetmore. Braden Henry's got it. 22 seconds left. Dribbling the backcourt. It's Kyler Womack. Had a 5-second count on him a moment ago, and he carried the ball that time. That one was a little more obvious, but a carry of the basketball. And back-to-back turnovers by Wetmore with this one-point lead here in the last minute. Two straight turnovers by Womack, and the Wetmore fans cannot believe it. Donovan West again with the basketball down one. 15 seconds left. Back in is Brock Leatherman. He'll work it against Womack. 10 seconds to go in overtime. Leatherman, top of the key. Penny over to Johnson. He drives. 4 seconds left. Shot up, no, but a foul. And it's Johnson that's going to get two free throws with 3 seconds left. And D. West down one. And now I think Wetmore may have to play with just four guys. They only had six players, and now two of them have fouled out as Jacob Carls fouls out with 8 points, and now Wetmore has just four guys, but 3 seconds to go. It's Johnson at the line, one to tie, two to take the lead. Johnson's free throw is good. Game tied 41-41. Timeout called by D. West. Wow. Well, this one has had a little bit of everything, right? Wetmore missed, remember, two free throws with 4 seconds left. Even one of those two free throws made, but they both missed, would have given them the win. And now D. West having a chance to win it at the free throw line here in overtime as Johnson was one of three, but just made that one to tie us up, and now has one more coming. Our postgame coming up is presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, residential, agricultural, or business property, commercial property, the name to know is Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll also pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. Here's some boys' finals tonight. Sabetha beat Perry LeCompton 54-50. Royal Valley boys beat Hiawatha 64-37. Told you Valley Falls boys stayed undefeated in overtime. They beat Pleasant Ridge 72-70. Holton boys won big at Riverside by 20. It was ACCHS beating Horton 52-26 in another boys' final. 3 seconds left here, and we're tied at 41. And out of a timeout, Creighton Johnson about to get his second of two free throws. 61% foul shooter, now 2-for-4 tonight. Going to try to break this tie. Wetmore has just four players left in this game. They had six, two have fouled out. Johnson's big second free throw. He missed it. Rebound Wetmore. Henry lets it fly, no good. Folks, we're going to double overtime. Wetmore missed two free throws at the end of regulation. Donovan West makes just one of two free throws at the end of overtime. And now this gets real interesting because Wetmore's only got four guys left to play, and two of those guys have four personal fouls. I mean, the chances of them having to play with three guys on the court, it's pretty likely. Double OT. We're coming back after this here on KNZA. Couple more scoring updates tonight from the Twin Valley League Boys Finals. Frankfort beat Onega 44-34. Told you the ACCHS final. The Holton boys won at Riverside 65-25. We're going to double overtime here at Donovan West. Tied at 41. We will jump it up for the third time tonight. Spiker and Henry, and for the third time tonight, the U.S. wins the tip. So Wetmore going to play with four guys. So they're playing a 2-2 zone. No, it's kind of a 1-2-1 zone. Yeah, we'll call it a 1-2-1 zone. And the U.S. turns it over. Here comes Wetmore with four guys. That's the 15th Donovan West turnover of the night. Womack, burst of speed, now cut off. He'll flip it back up top to Henry, who, like Womack, both have four personal fouls. Weston Chulion, the sophomore for Wetmore, hadn't played this entire game until overtime. He had to go in. Here's a driving layup missed by Storm Hackler. Wetmore missed a lot of open shots in the first half of this game. They were down 15-11. It's intermission to the West, who hasn't had anybody foul out yet. Johnson to the near side. Penny attacks, and that's a charge going the other way. Charge taken by Storm Hackler. And the foul against Hudson Penny. The charge is his third. He'll go out. Brody Jeschke comes back in. 3:06 left here in double overtime. Girls game that had a running clock throughout the fourth quarter, but we had senior recognition between games, and Trent Spiker recognized for being a Shrine Bowl participant before this boys game. Had a little bit of an extended boys halftime show as well. And now Wetmore playing with four guys. How do you run this offense with four guys? D. West is man-to-man, and standing in the middle of the paint is Leatherman. A drive and a miss. Offensive rebound by Chulions, and it's out of bounds to Donovan West. So we talked about Wetmore with four guys playing a 1-2-1 zone defense. D. West goes man-to-man with one guy standing in the paint to help out, and Brock Leatherman. And we're still tied at 41 as Leatherman will walk it into the half court. 2.5 minutes left. We're in double OT. Wetmore missed two free throws with 4 seconds left in regulation. D. West made one of two free throws that just tied it at the end of OT. Jeschke up top. Leatherman fakes the three. Kicks it back to Jeschke. Jeschke, they try to dare him to shoot. Johnson down on the baseline, missed it. Tipped by Spiker, into the hands of Henry. Braden Henry controls it. Out of a double team, he gets it to Womack. Here he comes with 2 minutes to go. Now Hackler, back to Womack. 3-point shot. Man, it's good! Storm Hackler for three! First points in double OT. It's 44-41. Now down low, Johnson fouled. And this one's, I think, going on Hackler, which would only be his third. So Wetmore's not going to be down to less than four guys yet, as D. West is in position to get a couple of free throws here. It's Creighton Johnson, who made one of two at the end of the first OT. He's got 12 points. Free throw missed. These guys are tired. Just the third foul on Storm Hackler, as we mentioned. Both teams long in the double bonus. Johnson's next one is good. A baker's dozen for Creighton Johnson. It's 44-42. Here comes Womack. Hackler, by the way, averages 3 points a game. That three-pointer he hit, that was an answered prayer for this Wetmore team, fighting and clawing here with only four guys left eligible in this contest. Poked out by D. West. Wetmore will keep it. Still leading by two. 1 minute, 35 seconds left. We're in double OT. Look at Womack. Leader. Clapping. Here's another three by Hackler. And that storm would have sent this place into a frenzy. Here comes D. West down by two. Hackler was feeling it, but that three-pointer wouldn't go. By the way, that three-pointer was just his third one made all season in game number 19 of the year. You're going to need big plays to win big games like this. Falling down, no foul called, as it's Wetmore basketball. Spiker trying to draw the contact. He hit the deck, but his shot in the paint was well short and out of bounds. And now the Cardinals will have it again. And I think their head coach, Caleb Thayer, would like to see a little more patience as they play 4-on-5, but try to protect the lead. And now D. West is going to apply full court pressure. Weston Chulions at the other end for Wetmore. Trying to break the press. It's Womack and Hackler in backcourt. in some trouble as Womack. Did he carry it? No, he was fouled. And Womack going to shoot free throws. Belled out with a foul against D. West. As we walk to the other end, official over visiting with the Wetmore coach, Kyler Womack. Man, you got to love the heart and passion of these student-athletes. That was the third on Windmeyer. Free throw for Womack. No good. It will remain a one-possession game. Cole Franken back in for D. West. This is a D. West basketball team that has eight guys out for high school basketball. A Wetmore team that brought six guys tonight for high school basketball. Two have fouled out. Second free throw, no good. Two misses there with a minute to go by Kyler Womack. And the Wetmore lead still is only two. We're down to 55 seconds left. We're in double OT. Both teams in the double bonus. Possession arrow to Wetmore. D. West working it around the perimeter. Now to Johnson on the baseline. He goes around one. Finds Spiker coming to the basket. In the lane. It's tied at 44. Johnson gets the dime. Spiker's got 12. Here comes Womack. Wetmore playing with four guys. 35 seconds to go. Hackler will bring it back out in the near corner. Under 30 seconds left. He attacks. He finds Julian, who makes the layup. The kid that didn't play all of regulation makes the shot with 25 seconds left. Wetmore up two. And a timeout by Donovan West. 20 seconds to go. How hard is it to sit on that bench all night to be the reserve that plays only if necessary? And he makes the layup to give his team the lead after coming in overtime when Wetmore had Eric Bloom foul out. Jacob Carls has since fouled out as well, but Weston Shulians just made one of the biggest shots of his life. Turns out you can't leave that guy open. 46-44. In double OT, D. West has the ball in their half court as David Johnson draws up another play. Our sponsors have gotten more than their money is worth. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Seeing if some other area scores trickled in, you can find them all on our website for free at mscsports.net. Starting to get a bunch of those up posted on there. We'll continue to do so. Centralia boys won tonight 61-48 over Blue Valley at Randolph. Phone battery at 6%. Do I need to plug in the charger or are we going to make it? Let's see. 46-44. Wetmore leads. D. West has the ball. Brock Leatherman gets it in to the freshman Hudson Penny. Wetmore in a 1-2-1 zone with four guys playing defense. Ball to the near side, Franken. 12 seconds left. Franken looking in. Johnson and Spiker posting up. Back to the left side. 6 seconds to go. Here's Penny kicking it out. Three-point shot by Franken. Airballed off D. West, out of bounds, and Wetmore's got it. All four of their guys left in this game have the basketball and a two-point lead with just 1 second to go in double OT. The fight of the Cardinals trying to win their seventh consecutive game. And Donovan West's only hope right here, well, I guess there's two. They can either get a 5 second count and have the ball under their own basket with 1.3 seconds to go, or they can get a steal, and they got to put that shot up in less than a heartbeat. As Wetmore leads it 46-44, we're in double overtime. Cardinals had one of the Twin Valley League's best, Braden Henry, at the charity stripe with 4 seconds left in regulation, and the game tied. He missed them both from the free throw line. Donovan West down one, had Creighton Johnson at the charity stripe. Couple seconds left in the first overtime. He made one to tie, missed a second. We went to double OT. We have played 40 minutes of basketball tonight in this boys game. Well, 39 minutes and 59 seconds. Wetmore's got to get it in. If I'm Wetmore, I'm one-handed chucking this pass. They got one guy throwing it in. They got only three guys they can inbound to. And I'm chucking it to the other end. I'm sending somebody deep and chucking it. Hackler to get it in. There it is. He chucks it ahead. Henry catches it, and that's the ball game. 46-44. Wetmore with four guys wins it in double OT. Their seventh victory in a row, and they do it on the road. They brought six and finished with four, and they're now 13-6 on the season. Our postgame player to bank on final stats all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.